How exciting and how appropriate that our very, very first guest for tonight is the current Female Football Administrator of the Year in Geelong and the Bell Park Sports Club President, Rose Piratina. Firstly, welcome to the FNR studio. Rose, how are you?
Oh, good. Thanks, Tonchi. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure, as I said. And you're our very first guest, and we are honoured to have you kicking off the inaugural Geelong Region Soccer Show here on FNR. How was your Easter, firstly? Were you like me and just food coma, ate way too much?
Yeah, I think I've lost count of how many chocolates I ate.
Yeah. it's a very, very happy time of year, but for the taste buds, I think it's a very overwhelming time of the year, isn't it?
And then we wonder how we put on the kgs, Tonchi.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Anyway, how's things going?
Oh, excellent. Very good. Here in the studio, we've also got Andrew Shears. And Andrew was for many, many years a town crier, but he was of Geelong, but he was also very heavily involved with your club, Bell Park Soccer Club. Andrew.
Evening, Rose. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, really, really, really well. And, looking forward to this exciting opportunity and getting a chance to have a bit of a chat to you as well and find out what's happening up at Bell Park again.
Oh, there's always something happening at Bell Park. It's never a dull moment.
Exactly right.
Now, are you wanting to know what's happening for this year?
Well, I'm thinking to myself, like last year, as Tonchi said, you were nominated and awarded the first ever Female Football Administrator of the Year, and it was fantastic. I was actually down at Cadinia Park when they announced you as the winner there. And it was really was a huge honour. We're just wondering, you know, what it sort of meant for you and have you heard whether it's happening again this year?
Well, it was a really big surprise. If you were there, you would have seen the look on my face because there was, like I said that night, you know, everyone that was nominated was worthy of that award. So I was very honoured to get that. And look, for me, I have nominated someone else to go for the award at Bell Park Sports Club. I've taken myself out of this year to give some others an opportunity to go for the award that are very worthy at Bell Park Sports Club. They're putting tireless hours and they're females as well. So they do a lot of work. So I've actually put myself aside this year and given them the opportunity to go for it because I think they're worthy of the award.
When we're speaking about women's football in Geelong, Rose, at Bell Park, you have overseen the reintroduction of a senior women's team, amazing growth at all levels, but particularly junior girls' levels, as well as the approval of long-awaited, much-needed female-friendly change rooms up at the sports club. It's been an incredible growth over the past few years, hasn't it?
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you, Tonchi. We're finding it really hard to keep up with the growth. Things are just moving so fast. We've had a 25% growth. That's how big it's been for us.
It's like growing pains, isn't it? It's like having teenage kids all over again, isn't it? Actually, you do have teenage kids. What's it like? Is it easier as they get older? I've got little ones that are, you know, 6 and 8 years at the moment. But they always say big kids, big problems, little kids, little problems. Is that true?
I think it's spot on. I think it's really funny because even as the kids do get older, your problems change and so do your headaches. So your kids, as they get bigger, your headaches get bigger.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go away. I think someone told me that you worry to the day that you die for your kids. I tell you that and yeah, exactly. So, but anyway, as long as they're healthy, and that's the main thing.
Yes, I was actually up at your club watching a game a couple of weeks ago where we took on Bell Park, and certainly the facilities are much, much better than they were back when my daughter used to play there as a young one. So, now in the past few years, we've even seen a special women's task force created in. Run by the FV's Geelong office, though we've sort of heard that maybe it's not going to last much longer with recent budget cuts. What else needs to be done to get the number of females playing the sport, you know, as well as more females becoming involved at boardroom level as well?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting question, actually. And what we've picked up with females is that females playing sport, depending on what age group it is, when you look at the size, the age group of 14 to 16 and, older, it becomes more of a social event and it needs to be a lot more fun. And the girls are different. They're a little bit, they're more emotionally engaged in the way of their needs. It needs to be more social. So that's what's come out of the studies. So with that, I think to have the engagement, we need to, number one, market it in a different way. And we also need to make it a lot more fun for them. Think for girls, they love the fun and the social aspect, and it's all about social media and things like that. So I think that that's what we need to embrace and understand that that's where they're at, and how can we close that gap with football and that social side of it.
And Bell Park certainly seems to be leading the way in that regard, along with a lot of other clubs, which is great to see. Speaking of Bell Park, you guys have been absolute huge backers of our weekly radio concept. And for that, Rose, personally, we thank you and also
everyone
at the club. But I guess that just goes to show the vision and innovation you as a club have. And off the field, you have done some incredible things as far as junior development goes, and namely the formation of the Melbourne Victory Pre-Academy program up at Batesford. How did that all come about and how is it going at the moment? We've heard some really, really good things about it, but tell us from the horse's mouth, what's happening there at the moment?
Well, look, Victory and myself had a discussion on how we can, raise opportunities for a pathway for some players. And this is how it all came about. It was a discussion that Victory actually... They came to me and they showed me the proposal, and I was actually, when I saw it, I was very impressed. And I thought, okay, how can we do this? And this is where I saw the opportunity for Geelong. It wasn't about just Bell Park. It was about Bell Park became the home. But what I saw was more the landscape of our football, the opportunity that we had here in Geelong. So for me, it was given an opportunity to all players to come forward and to have a pathway to the academy so they can develop as players.
Yeah, and just speaking to a few of the kids that are involved and their parents as well, I think that's the big thing. Up until now, a lot of parents, they don't mind if their kids, a potential Messi or a potential Ronaldo. I think these parents have stars in their eyes, so they'd go to the ends of the earth for their kids. But in the past, they've had to take them to Melbourne to get quality coaching, I guess. Now they don't even have to do that. They can get that in Geelong. Well, how good is that?
No, that's correct. And what it is, the Victory Academy, Pre-Academy, it's a true mirror of what's in Melbourne. So the coaches do come back from Melbourne. They are Melbourne coaches from the Victory Academy. They come down. And the way at the moment, the feedback we're getting, and it's been amazing, and also everyone that's engaged, we've had some great results. So with that, we're looking to grow the academy, and we're looking at opening it up for the girls, age 13 and upwards, and also for the, the male participants in it to be also 13 and upwards. That'll be the next academy.
Now, that's an interesting point that you say about the girls 13 and upwards, because we've seen in recent times there's been such a big growth of look at the women's division this year. It's grown by something like 25%, 30%, the number of teams. But there's always been a big gap between those really, really maybe good players and those not so good players. And the problem has always sort of stemmed through the fact that there's not enough juniors. Now we're starting to get those numbers. And some of those girls, what we're seeing happening, even like with Galaxy under 12s that are doing incredibly well, and a lot of those are ex-Bell Park girls as well. So there is talent there. They just need to be nurtured and guided, and that's what you guys are doing.
And that's what the Melbourne Victory Pre-Academy is all about. And it's not, like I said, it's not necessarily about Bell Park on its own. Bell Park is their home. It's our it's the destination of the academy. But it's about us as a community coming together and giving our opportunity for our local the ones that really would like to develop and see that they, you know, to take their soccer and develop it. And that's what we're offering that opportunity to, is Geelong.
Rose, I want to talk to you about another a great initiative as well. And we know you're the forward-thinking president of the region. But we know last week that Bell Park was involved in a groundbreaking new initiative for the Geelong region, with the Bell Park and Surf Coast Men's State League 4 game being broadcast live for the first time. Want to know what you thought about that. It must have been amazing sort of for the players to be sort of treated like stars, and no doubt the club's profile has been given another huge boost as well.
Yeah, for me, it's really what I'd like to see is this game grow, and that's our vision, right? And the opportunity to grow is the sky's as a limit. Do you know what I mean? It's just that I thought if people can't get to the game, they can listen in, and we did. We had an overseas listener, Tonchi. Where was that listener from?
England. They got up at 6 a.m. to tune into Surf Coast versus Bell Park, and we even had, and I kid you not, and I know who the person is. Hi, Steve. How are you doing? Because he's listening tonight.
There was someone
at the AFL game watching the Geelong getting done by GWS Saints, and they were actually tuning into the Surf Coast versus Bell Park game. That tells you, ladies and gentlemen, the appeal of Bell Park Sports Club. Well done.
Yeah, and I just think it's an awesome initiative for all clubs that if, you know, it's so good if you can't be present at a game that you can actually tune in and listen to the game. And I actually was there watching the game and listening to Tom Chip, and I loved it. It was great because you just, yeah, it was really, it was like, for a moment there, I thought I was, watching AFL and actually, you know, listening to commentating, and that's what we need to do in football, in soccer. This is what it's all about, is putting having the presence.
And we have announced already that Saturday's game as well, the big game against Truganina Hornets, that's going to, from Bell Park Sports Club, that's also going to be broadcast live, and Truganina Hornets, well done to them. They've come to the party as well. And that's going to be huge because a lot of games are kicking off at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And so not everyone's going to be able to be there, but they will be able to tune in and find out firsthand what is happening. And that's a big game. Rose, please, let's not have a repeat of the scoreline of last week, at least.
Please, can you not remind me? I'm still getting therapy for it.
That's why you ate so much for Easter, is that right? Anyway, yeah, it's going to be a huge year. 2019 is going to be a massive year for Bell Park Sports Club because the club's celebrating its 60th anniversary. That is incredible. What has the club got in store for the massive celebrations this year? I'm sure it's going to be epic, knowing you.
Look, it is. It's 60 years. All I can say is, wow, and what an honour to be part of it. And, you know, I'm very honoured to be able to be part of this big celebration, because if it wasn't for all the volunteers, the members, the players, past players, you know, the past presidents, we wouldn't be where we are today. So if you're listening, a big thank you to all of you, because from the bottom of my heart, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of you. So we've got something big happening that we're launching this year. We're launching an actual book. So it's actually we've been working on it since last year. And that is in honour of everybody that has been part of our 60 years. So that'll be launched this year, and we're thinking late August at this stage. And then we've got also the major event, and please get your tickets because it is going to be absolutely ripper. It's the 5th of October. I usually have on a major event up to 400 people. Last year it was great. We had an amazing turnout, but this year it's 60 years. I'm not going to spoil what anyone that's been to an event would know, that it's full of entertainment. So this year, I'll just say watch out because it's going to be bigger than ever. And please come along and support us if you can. It's the 5th of October. Get your tickets. We are going to be putting them on Try Booking, and also just look on our webpage. And we've also got some exciting stuff happening. We've got club rooms that have been renovated, and we're also starting the female change room. So that's exciting for Bell Park.
Well, Rose, thank you very, very much. We'll have to get you on in one of the future episodes of the Geelong Region Soccer Show, and maybe even get some past players. I know Tommy Cumming used to play up at the Bell Park once upon a time in the 80s, and what's your not? Geez, he was a gun of a player. That's I'm showing my age now. But thank you. Thank you, Rose. Thank you sincerely for your time. It was an absolute pleasure having
chatting
to you.
No, thank you to all of you, and I'll talk to you soon, anytime.
Yeah, thanks, Rose. Really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us.
No, thank you. My pleasure.